All right, joining us now, one of our favorite people on the planet. You know him, you love him, BYU legend, and overall good dude, Will Snowden, kind enough to join us. Will, how are you?
Hi, Will.
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
It's always a pleasure and an honor to catch up with you. I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, Scotty, wow. I mean, whenever I get an opportunity to hear your voice, I listen every day, and I have this special thing that I'm able to do. When you talk, I turn it up. And then when the other guy talks, I turn it down. Then I just check back to see if you're talking again. I turn it back up. So vice versa the whole time. So it's wonderful to hear. Oh,
you've said some really mean things. That might be the
Oh.
Hey, by the way, that is what 99% of our listeners do, Will. So you're not alone.
That's, I think you flip-flopped that, and you're right there. Hey, you've got great connections at all the universities, and you know that there's great coaches at every university here in the state of Utah. But from a personal note, getting that 9-game losing streak snapped to Utah, what did that feel like in the Snowden home?
I can't in the home. You know, my family is very. Obviously, I'm a BYU guy. I graduated from BYU, played there, bled there. My wife went to BYU, graduated there. But it's only me and Courtney who went to BYU. I have a daughter who's at Weber State now and a daughter who's at Utah. So she took quite a beating in the house this weekend from me. my middle son, Christian, is a big BYU fan. So it felt unbelievably good. For me, though, as a fan, as alumni, obviously I feel wonderful. But I just love the Utah guys as well. Due to my business, as well, I've got a chance to work with these guys, build unbelievable relationships, and just an enormous amount of respect for the program and what Utah has done, what Witt has done, and what his whole staff has done. So there's a twinge of like, oh, man, no, well, that's too bad. And then that goes away pretty dang quickly. And then I just say, okay, well, the Cougars, we took care of business. And what's nice is the way that BYU won the game. You can talk about the players. You can talk about the atmosphere. I was in the stadium. It was absolutely electric. It was a great experience to be there. But also the coaching was just, for years, and I've talked to you about this, it takes a while to beat Coach Witt. I mean, I always say, can Kalani outwit Witt?
Mm-hmm.
And this past Saturday, what we saw is, a clinic in coaching. Kalani and his staff had the boys prepared. A-Rod was absolutely magical. It was a masterful game plan, and they had those guys ready to play, and that's the reason they won the game. It was quite impressive.
All right, well, you kind of skimmed over the family division, but what people that are in tune with in-state recruiting want to know, where does the number one corner recruit in the state of Utah, where does he tend to cheer during the rivalry game?
Well, he doesn't, I've never seen a young man so torn this past weekend. He was very torn. He was happy for his father. And we kind of try and leave him alone a little bit on this rivalry situation because obviously both of those schools are recruiting him aggressively and they're both doing a great job. I can't speak for him on that. I think that he was fine seeing BYU win, and I think he would have been fine seeing Utah win a 10th straight. What does that mean? I don't know. We'll see. He's got another year to play, and he's in the middle of his season now. I can't give his – he's not really showing me any cards, hands. I mean, he really isn't. And I like that about him. He's just kind of focused on, week to week, getting better on putting out better film and, getting good grades. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Really quick, how is Smith doing with the Ridge? How are they all doing this year?
They're doing really well. I mean, they're 5-0. They've only had 14 points scored on them this year through five games. So that lets you know the defense is really strong. Smith has been, does what he does, hands really well. He's a cover guy. He's a man guy who is very sticky. He's had 3 targets this year. So through 5 games, they've only thrown it on 3 times. And he has 2 PBUs and an interception. So it's pretty dominant.
Hmm. Very, very
that
dominant.
Is No doubt about
it. That's my boy.
Thing that really surprised me, and Hans and I have been talking about it ever since the game went final on Saturday, is that I'm not surprised that BYU won the game. I am a little surprised they did it by dominating Utah in the trenches. And Kyle Whittingham said that he would have bet his house that that wouldn't have happened, especially with BYU's offensive line up against their D-line. But as the game went on, that group wore out, and BYU, especially on that late drive where they kicked the field goal to make it a two-possession game and put the game out of reach, that was just big boy smashy-in-the-mouth football there. How surprised were you to see that BYU was able to have success in that regard?
I'm not going to lie. I was absolutely shocked. When Witt said that, I actually said, I was listening to the presser, I said I'd have thrown all four of my cars, my house in there as well. I wouldn't have bet that BYU was going to come out and truly out-physical the Utes. I was shocked. I mean, the reality is, I think this game is going to really help Utah. It could devastate Utah, or it could really, really help Utah. Because, Hans, you've been in those games before. I played in a game once that Hans played in, and he did not play well in this game. But my senior year was Mississippi State. They came here, and they absolutely just beat the living heck out of us. It was just – they embarrassed us, and it was obvious that, they came – And they came with one goal, to out physical us. And I remember sitting in the game, I
Pork
was looking
chop
across. Yeah, you remember his foot on me. So I remember.
You know what's interesting about him? Nothing.
Yeah, I remember it being in the game, Hans, and I'm ashamed of this, and I'm going to say this to the world. I looked across at the Mike Backer, and you knew I was responsible for the A-gap blitzer, and they blitzed every damn play. And I had probably picked up 9 to 11. Blitzes, and there was he never swam me, he never gave me anything. It was head-to-head collision, and he was going to make me feel it. And I remember thinking to myself, during mid-game, I said, I wonder if I should just, maybe just go hot, I think it's a different play. I honestly thought that to myself, if I just go hot, maybe coach won't realize. And obviously I didn't do that, but that's the type of game, when you're in those games where you just get out physically, physically you don't want it anymore, it's very frustrating. It will really make a man out of you. And what I think is going to happen for Utah is I think they'll go into this San Diego State game and be extremely physical and control the line of scrimmage and get back to what they do best, and that's control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So, yes, to make a long story short, obviously, I was a little bit shocked, and there's no knock on BYU's D line or O line. It's just you just don't see that against a Coach Witt coach team. You just don't see it.
All right, so Will, we've got a pretty special opportunity this weekend as Arizona State comes to Lavelle Edwards Stadium to take on a 2-0 BYU team, to see a very unique quarterback in Jaden Daniels. He is a dual threat. But he can run. He is lightning fast. He's slick. He's a very good quarterback. And I want to know, does BYU have the personnel to contain and attempt to restrict a usable quarterback like Jaden Daniels?
I think so. And what it comes down to, Hans, is I think I've heard you guys talk about this, is the experience that Ituiaki and Lamb and this defensive staff is where they are. They've proven two games in a row that their tenure is starting to show, right? The tenure is starting to show. First off, they're being extremely creative. They're getting home, right? A lot of nice slants, a lot of blitzes. And one of the things one of the kids that they've brought in that I think is really making a big difference on that defense is the nickelback that they're playing, Jacob Robinson, number zero. He got beat on that touchdown, Hans. Actually, you did a play of it. He got hit with a post.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we're in a cover zero there. And the mic back, if you watch the backer, who should have been there, he had a slip. So when you evaluate the film, I'm a kind of a DB guy. this kid is really making a big difference with what they're able to do to play a little bit more man with the nickel instead of just dropping eight. If you watched last year, they didn't really come in and feel confident that they could play man with the nickel, with the nickels that they had. And now bringing in Jacob, a guy who's just a man guy who does it really, really well, it gives him new confidence to be able to send more blitzes, be a little bit more creative. So I do think they'll spy this guy. I think that you know, this is the type of quarterback that you don't get overly aggressive with your D-line creating too many lanes for him to take off and run, particularly when you're playing man, because he's the type of guy who's like Forrest Gump who might run and run and run and run and run right through the damn tunnel because the kid is that electric. But I'm confident in the staff. I mean, when you have E doing what he's doing and obviously Kalani mentoring him, who is a defensive specialist, I think BYU is going to be right in this game very early. And I'm going to be clear. I'm taking BYU by an 8-point victory.
Ooh.
Right.
I like it. Not just winning, almost winning and going away.
Yeah, I think they're going to handle business on Saturday night.
Man, I like it when Will gets fired up.
I might be a little bit confident, but I don't like to get ahead of myself. But that's what I'm saying. I'm going with an 8-point victory by Brigham Young this weekend.
So Utah took it on the chin. BYU was the more physical team, at least on that night. Is there cause for concern at Utah, or do you think they shake that off? And because Britton Covey compared it to the USC game in 2019, and if that's the case, they'll be just fine because Utah reeled off 8 in a row after that. But is there cause for concern that there might be, you know, some cracks in the facade for the University of Utah, that there might be some issues that they're going to struggle with throughout the course of the year?
I don't think so. One thing that, you know, us guys in the media want to do, sometimes we get away from the real thing that makes this thing tick. And what makes it tick is the coaching. Coaches, these are young men. That's what they are. They're young men, and they're talented. All of these schools have talent, right? So the question is, do I believe that Lewis Powell is going to get the D-line doing what they're supposed to do? And I do. Do I believe that Coach Witt is going to get his coaches in order? Do I believe that Morgan Scali is brilliant and he's going to go to work? Yes, I do. So I believe the coaching is so high level at Utah that there'll be no issue with them getting back on track. Now, should there be concerns? Of course, right? You go 1-1, and you didn't win the Weaver game in style. You know, it wasn't like, hey, you went out there and blew these guys out and everything was ticking. Weaver, you know, caused some problems for Utah. So I understand the Utah fans should be like, man, it's a little concerning, but go back to what you trust, which is Kyle Whittingham and his tenure of winning and his system of how he does it. He'll get them back on track. I think it might be a hurtful situation for San Diego State, and that's a good San Diego State team that they're going to play on Saturday. So I'll be watching that closely.
Well, I know that in the recruiting process that you work with so many high school athletes, you place them in every different division, JUCO right on up to FBS and Power 5. But we've got a FCS matchup in the state, James Madison coming to Ogden to take on Weber State. And we talked to Jay Hill.
You know me so well.
Yeah, we talked to Jay Hill a little bit earlier. And Jay and I went back and looked at the numbers. Listen to this, Will. James Madison has outscored their opponents 123-17 in the first two games of this season. What kind of matchup are we going to get in Ogden this weekend?
I will tell you this. I know everyone's excited about the BYU-ASU, but I'm excited about number 2 versus number 8. I am so excited for this game. This is a huge game for Weber State. I hope everyone in the state goes and watches this game. Number one, you'll get a chance to see extremely high-level ball from both teams, but James Madison is just no joke. My son's senior year, he took a good beating to James Madison in the playoffs. Weber has a real bad taste in their mouth about who James Madison is, but the good news is they're coming up here to this air to a team that has all the tools to beat them, a gunslinger at quarterback, great receivers, great backs, a really good D-line and O-line. This is going to be a battle that I can't even wait to watch. I'm sending a lot of recruits up. A lot of the alpha guys will be there cheering for Weber State and hoping for an opportunity to hopefully play for Jay. But I expect to see this is going to be a big-time game. And for people who don't really watch 1AA football, if you want to see it at its best, James Madison, Weber State, Saturday night, 6 p.m., arguably one of the greatest – and this is just a fact. Jay Hill is one of the greatest coaches in the country, period. And we will know it very soon. He will. He's big time. There's not a coach that I respect more. Now, don't get me wrong. I respect all of the coaches in the state. But Jay Hill is the real deal. He knows how to coach. He knows how to lead. And he'll have his boys ready to play Saturday night at 6. And I'll be locked in on that game.
It's Will Snowden right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. I get to hop on a plane and go to Colorado Springs to see Utah State take on Air Force. Are you surprised with Utah State's 2-0 start after what you've seen from that coaching staff?
No, that's well, obviously you're always a little bit surprised. You know, they knocked off Wazoo the first game. And so I'm kind of this guy now who watches a lot of games. And I'm partial because I Nick Rolovich and that staff, I have a great relationship with them, and I'm starting to build a great relationship with the Utah State staff. But it does not surprise me what they've done in recruiting. They've really put their foot down on who they are and what they want to build. Offensively, I love what they do. I can't believe how quickly they run plays. So the Aggies are in great hands, and I think that Air Force is in for a true test on Saturday. I know they're picked to beat the Aggies, and I'm taking all in-state teams this weekend. I'm taking every single one of them, Utah State, Utah, and Brigham Young. They all win games that obviously Utah's picked to win, but BYU and the Aggies are picked to lose, and they'll win those games outright, not just covering the spreads. They're going to win outright.
Now we're talking. I like it. 3-0, 4-0 if you include Weber State. That's a heck of a weekend right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking Weber State as well. I can't remember who SUU has. I think they've got Eastern Washington coming into town. It's going to be a real challenge for them. And I'm hoping Dixie can get off the schneid. They took a real beating to Weber this past weekend. So down south, I need a little bit more action to happen with Southern Utah and Dixie. But they do have really tough schedules that they're facing. But I will go with the ones up north. These guys over here are going to go 4-0. That I really feel it, and I'm really confident about it.
Hey, really quick, I know that you're just very in tune with the high school game. How does Corner Canyon do it year in and year out? How do they find all of these high-level Division I players, and how are they always so clean and organized every year?
Well, once again, I told you at every level, high-level play equals high-level coaching. And Eric Kerr is a college-level coach. He can coach at any level. He can coach in the NFL. He can coach in college. I think that Eric will be a college coach. He's had plenty of opportunities to be a college coach. I think he hasn't taken it yet because he hasn't gotten the right OC job. But Eric does it on a whole different level. So what's that movie, If You Build It, They Will Come? What he's done is he's built an absolute empire with his name. And you'll just won't find a team more physically prepared to play football on Friday nights than an Eric Kerr coach team. So he does it right. And that's what everyone wants to go play for him. And he's just, I mean, he really is an unbelievable coach. 2 weeks from now, you'll see a big time game. Well, this Friday night, Hans, I'm challenging you. You should be at American Fork Corner Canyon. It's loaded with D1 talent. I mean, it's loaded. You'll watch it and you'll be like, every single one of these kids can play major football. American Fork Corner Canyon, and Corner Canyon travels to American Fork with a big-time D1 quarterback leading them on both sides, one committed to USC, one committed to Boise State. You've got so many big-time local commits. That's a huge game. And then the following week, Corner Canyon hosts Sky Ridge, the number one defense in the state, that's loaded with talent, the number one corner in the state, and should be one of the top corners on the West Coast, probably a top three corner coming out of his class on the West Coast. They have the number one D end in the country, and Tassili Akila, Akina. I hope I'm saying it right. I'm going to say Tassili because I don't want to say that last name wrong. The Ross boys play over there at Sky Ridge. You know, with McKay Hillstead is electric. There's just so much. And then, you know, when you talk about Corner Canyon, you're talking about Cody Hagan. You're talking about Devin Brown. You're talking about a host of stars. So, come on, hands, get out. I mean, I know you do a lot of football. And oh, but yeah, Friday nights are for Lehigh for you. I'm sorry, I forgot. But if you want to see the top two, you want to see the top three teams play over these next 2 weeks, watch Corner Canyon against American Fork and then Corner Canyon against Sky Ridge. Those are going to be electric games.
Sounds good, brother. We'll do it.
Will, you're the best. I always feel smarter. I always feel more informed after these conversations.
And, Scotty, that's the way I feel about you as well. And, Hans, I love you more than anything. I love your family more than you, of course. But I still do love you. And one of the main reasons I love you is because somehow, and I know how, it's your beautiful wife brought you these unbelievable kids that I love. And that makes me be able to stand you much more. And that's
wow.
The truth.
Hey, when you're talking to your potential recruits, do you tell them, hey, this is how you handle Twitter? Pull up Rock Olsen's Twitter account.
He's just the best, and Hans is really the best. I love him, and I have so much respect for Hans. He does a great job. You guys both do a great job, but really, I beat up Hans today. Hans, you are a treasure to Utah. You really are. I appreciate everything you do, and you guys entertain the heck out of me, and you bring in great points, and then you let me come on here and talk a little bit, and I appreciate it.
We love you, brother. Thanks for everything.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
You got it. Thanks, Will. Will Snowden, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.